Oh, hey, did someone say wire and nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby? Because that is what you're listening to right now. I hope you're having a great evening. It should be about, what, 7:30, 7:32, 7:33 in about a few seconds if this airs properly. That would suck. Could you imagine if I'm trying to read the time like that and then it just didn't air? Or, like, it aired 2 minutes late. I'd look really, really dumb. That'd be funny, though. I can kind of get behind that. What was I saying? Oh, it's about noon for me right now. I'm getting a little hungry. I'm going to have lunch after I finish my show. You know, I could stop it in the middle. Like, I could stop it right now, and then you just wouldn't know if I left for an hour or not. But I didn't. I'm still here. I had something to say. I already talked about the social medias. I already talked about how you can reach me. Song request. Sorry, I did that. If you want to give me free stuff, you can also do that. This isn't... I don't think I'm supposed to be saying this, but I'm going to because I'm bored and very tired. And if you want to send me free stuff, if you want to send, actually, no, now we're getting into the real thing. If you are a up-and-coming industrial or industrial adjacent band and you would like to get your music heard, send me a CD. You can email me at wireandnerve@hotmail.com. No symbols, it's just the word "and" spelled out. Email me. We can get something sorted out, and I can play your music if you want people to hear it, if you think you got something special going on. I'm always happy to help playing small artists, but a lot of the small artists I know are no longer active because they're from the 90s. So if you want to have your music heard, I just, like, message me. I'm always here for it, and I would love to help out. You were listening to Eclipse by Kevorkian Death Cycle. Before that, Futile by Out Out. And before that, Triumph of My Will by Icon. All off the Electropolis compilations. Coming up next, we have From Your Mouth by God. Ooh! From Your Mouth by God Lives Underwater. I'm very happy about this one. I actually picked up... I still reach for the CDs like you're going to be able to see them, but it's just good for me for reference. The single, the promo single at a record store the other day, From Your Mouth, off the album Life in the So-Called Space Age. Very good album. A lot of people call them industrial light, and they're not wrong, but they're also still awesome. So, should I? I might have to snub this one for time. We'll see. Pardon me. After that, you're going to hear a live version of Yulgung by Einstezende Neubauten off of Strategies Against Architecture 2, because I finally found my copy of that. Enjoy.
Yeah. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections.
So clean.
Steve Held of Broadus, Montana, comes from a long line of ranchers going back to the late 1800s.
We do love the lifestyle. People who do it for a living have to love it, but it's not because it's easy or beautiful.
He says ranching is tough, and the warming climate is making it even harder. As temperatures rise, winter snowpack is shrinking, which reduces water supplies in the spring and summer. Held recalls that when he was growing up,
we would get a snow around Christmas that would last until the end of March. The snow would melt off, come running down the creeks and the hills and fill up all of our ponds. And that's what we relied on for water. It doesn't happen anymore.
And more intense storms, floods, and wildfires have put his cattle in danger and caused expensive damage to the ranch. Held says it's no mystery what's happening. Scientists have been warning about climate change for decades, so he says it should not be a partisan issue.
And it's absolutely shameful that politics have turned this into a kicking ball, and the people who are suffering are the people on the land.
So Held wants people from all walks of life to come together, acknowledge the danger of climate change, and take action. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Come on, man.
Bestimmt, niemals, bestimmt.
just for that switch. Telephone, yes, I'm a Wilkes. I'm a just for that switch. Riemen, Schneider, schnitzt dich in meine Gehirnwindungen, dübelt sich in meinen Kopf. Spielt er an, kannst du Regale dann aufstellen, oder? Wow. In meinem Mund ist sowieso alles verrottet und meine Nase hat direkten Zugang zum Gehirn. Lump your ideals, lump your ideals, lump your ideals, lump your ideals, oder simpel deine Zähne. Niemals schlafen, alles müde, staubiges Vermögen.
Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1. Whoa. My waveform going crazy right now. It's about... let me look at the clock. It's about 7:49 for you. It's about 117 for me. That's like Halo. Y'all ever heard of Halo? I bet you have, because the only people who listen to industrial are old. That's not a dig. I think it's really cool. What is happening to me? I think I need to eat something. I'm going to grab lunch after this. We only have time for one more song, I think. Oh, don't want the volume that loud. Given, what is it? 8:49. We got time for like 1.5 songs. So let's get this show on the road. This is Scorched Blood by Exorcist off the album Soul Reflection. This one was recommended for me to play by someone, so I'll be playing it. See, I play the recommendations. I hope you enjoy.
You are a most unusual species, worthy of a second chance.
Let's go. to you. You let me drink. Dead or alive, you let me pray.
One less in the cup. Never drink from the dead.
That's one of the country's most unforgettable birds, a scissor-tailed flycatcher. And right now, they're migrating north to nest in the open country of Texas, Oklahoma, and the South Central region. The scissor-tailed flycatcher goes beyond elegant. It's truly a fanciful bird, robin-sized, the palest of silver grays, with a slender, deeply forked tail that's longer than its body. And when the scissor tail lifts its wings, it flashes vivid salmon pink flanks and underwings. Stunning! Most of the scissor tail's closest relatives have normal length tails. But with that extra length and this scissor-shaped structure comes incredible agility in flight. As the bird flies, it can spread and fold its tail, dramatically altering the surface area. It's almost like the scissor tail has an extra pair of wings as it twists in midair, chasing down an insect. When displaying to a female, The male scissortail flies straight up and dives steeply down again and again, opening and closing its tail. And to top it off, he may even perform a reverse mid-air somersault, flashing his pink sides and that long streamer of a tail in the same instant. Breathtaking. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Okay, that was Wire and Nerf on CJSF. Oh my god, my mic is still peaking. I hate this thing. I need a new mic. CJSF, Wire and Nerf. Hope you enjoyed. I'll see you next week. Coming up next, we have Metal Meltdown, 2 straight hours of pure metal fury, hosted by Dr. Mysterio. It's awesome. Go check it out. Remember, you can always email me, wireandnerve@hotmail.com, or follow my Instagram @wireandnerveradio. I'll see you guys next week. Have fun.